It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kim.
Earlier this month, the Electoral Commission released political parties' annual financial statements. However, Te Pāti Māori had failed to release theirs. Since failing to do so, the party has since been referred to the police over the matter, with updates from last week from the police saying they were continuing to assess the matter. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp about the party's lack of a financial statement. We also discussed Green Party MP Tiano Tuiono's Restoring Citizenship Removed by Citizenship Western Samoa Act 1982 bill, passing its first reading with unanimous support from the Select Committee. The bill would allow Samoans born between 1924 and 1948 to have reinstated New Zealand citizenship, following a 1982 ruling by the then national government that those born in the previously New Zealand-occupied territory of Western Samoa as non-New Zealand citizens. Finally, we discussed 21 new te reo Māori names being allocated for sites around the Mangere or Tahuhu local board area. Earlier this month, the Electoral Commission released political parties' financial statements. However, Te Pāti Māori has not included their party statement, which has subsequently been referred to the police over the lack of the statement. Co-leaders Rawiri Waititi and Debbie Narewa Packer, when approached for a comment on Wednesday last week by media, were averse to commenting on the matter. Is this still something the party wants to keep under wraps?
Well, all comments regarding the financial purposes of the party go back to the party, so it's nothing we can comment on. It goes back to the president.
Can the public expect a statement from the party at a later point in time? Again,
that'll have to come from the president.
For our second topic, Green Party MP Tiano Tuiono's Restoring Citizenship Removed by Citizenship Western Samoa Act 1982 bill received unanimous support from the Select Committee. How does Te Pāti Māori feel about this?
Oh, look, we're very supportive of the bill, supportive of Tiano Tuiono, and we'll continue to support the bill in its second reading.
The bill would roughly apply to 5,000 individuals. However, Tuiono is also petitioning for the bill to include the descendants of the original cohort. Does Te Pāti Māori also support this move?
Yes, we do. We support the bill in its entirety.
And what will this bill mean for Samoans who have been affected by this bill in the past?
Look, this will bring families together. It's about connecting whakapapa, connecting Samoan community for those who weren't able to stay, and so we're really supportive of that.
For our final topic, 21 new te reo Māori names have been allocated for different sites around the Mangere or Tahuhu local board area. How important is this for the party?
Yeah, it's awesome, eh? It's, we're always proud to be Māori and proud to know that our communities are utilising Māori names, so it's a win for everybody.
Would Te Pāti Māori be petitioning for other areas in New Zealand and other sites in, well, Auckland, New Zealand just in general, to have new te reo Māori names as well?
We'd encourage that in any community across the motu, and that would be something that local communities can talk to their MP about, but of course we would support this across the motu.
What do developments like this mean for Te Ao Māori moving forward?
Oh, it's about the continuation of our language. It's about people learning and knowing Te Reo Māori. It creates history of where these names come from. And it allows for everybody across the nation to be able to learn our reo.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp on the party's lack of a financial statement, the Restoring Citizenship Removed by Citizenship Western Samoa Act 1982 bill, passing its first reading with unanimous support from the Select Committee, and 21 new te reo Māori names being allocated for sites around the Mangere or Tahuhu local board area.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.